By the way, we have to thank filmmaker Jennifer Nelson, because if it weren't for her 2013 lawsuit suing Warner Music or whatever, we probably would not be seeing all these wonderful Happy Birthday scenes, because it was that lawsuit that caused the song Happy Birthday to wind up in the public domain so it could be shown on TV. Because, you know, Bravo would be too cheap to pay for the royalties to play Luann singing Happy Birthday five different times on a season.
Yeah, they sure would. I didn't even know that. What a fun fact.
I looked it up. Okay. You know what? I researched. Okay. I like research, right?
What a fun fact. Okay. There. You learned about Happy Birthday, the origins, the way that we get to sing it now, the real heroes in America. Okay.
Yeah. Jennifer Nelson. Okay. So, speaking about real heroes, Coco the dog. So, the episode opens up with Ramona at home with Coco, her dying dog. I say dying only because it feels like every season she has, oh, Coco only has a year left, okay?
Well, the way that you walk into the street while you're talking on the phone, yeah. I can't believe Coco's still with us.
Yeah, exactly. So Ramona's picking out outfits for Leah's big Married to the Mob party, and she's like, Coco, mommy has to pick out an outfit for Leah's party, okay? What do we have that's festive? Coco, what do you think of these, okay? These are my favorite jeans ever. Oh yeah, that works so good. I could be a stylist, Coco. What do you think, Coco?
Yeah, what do I have that's festive, okay? And stain resistant, okay? Gold, rose, pink, plastic pleather. I can only eat things that are rose gold today, okay? In case of poop. Coco, I could be a stylist, okay?
Yeah, those pants look like Dorit's Bentley. It's just like shiny and rose gold.
Yes, there's some rubber rose gold pants that she can wear just in case. Like, it's like a bowel bib for Ramona.
Bowel bib. So then we go over to Sonia, who's in her apartment talking to an assistant or an intern or something. And she's like, so those flowers are dead, but I thought we could keep them because from a distance they look like they're not dead. You know, it's like that Bette Midler song, from a distance, dried flowers look alive, la 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 la. It's like that.
Yeah, from afar they look good, but then when you get close to them, you realize that they're really crunchy. I'm like, wow, that just said so much about what we're watching.
Yeah, like, it really did.
It's like a Housewives show right there, in a nutshell.
We're going to put a barrier right here, so if you get any closer, then you see the flowers are dead. But if you're behind the barrier, you think it's alive, okay? We're going to do that, okay? Coco.
Just more
hey, Ramona, can I get Coco over here? Can Coco make me that line? Okay, thanks.
So then Leah is FaceTiming with her sister, and she's like, I mean, no pressure. Married to the Mob party tonight. No pressure. I mean, everyone's there to celebrate me. Mom's going to be there with binoculars, probably, to see what we're doing.
Yeah, so no pressure, Sarah. Just come on, slut, come to our party, right? It'll be fun.
And then Dorinda is at home dressed like the nutcracker that she accused everyone of not thanking her for, or Bethany of not thanking her for. She now has a full nutcracker. You know, Dorinda really can lean into her own trends that she sets, you know? She has a season about a nutcracker, and now she's going to dress like a nutcracker.
She really is. I guess this would probably be a good time to mention that we dedicated a good chunk of our bonus episode this week to Dorinda and her firing. So if you want to hear our thoughts about that, it's on the Boney.
Oh, yeah. If you're wondering, like, why aren't they furious? We are. I'm so sad. And this is an especially difficult episode to watch, knowing that Dorinda just got shit canned.
I know. This is like a Celebrate Dorinda episode, and she literally just got fired.
Have they ever fired somebody or somebody walked away that they changed their mind on? And we're like, come on, you know what? We're idiots. I think instead we're going to get rid of all the racists. How about that?
Maybe.
How about that, Bravo? Okay.
Maybe. I don't really see that happening.
They should, though. And this was a perfect episode to represent why Dorinda should never leave this show. Okay. I don't care how bad she's gotten. And yes, I know that I'm the worst offender of calling Dorinda out on being a nasty, horrible alcoholic, and she has been, but she's also this, you know? She's also this, and isn't that worth it?
Isn't it worth it? So here she is with Len in her apartment, and she's like, hey, Len, you like those two little people on the Christmas tree? Yeah, that's me and Hannah. Yeah, cute, right? It's me and Hannah right there.
Yeah. You know what, Luann? I'm going to call Luann right now, Luann, okay? Luann, don't ask Lynn for anything because she's not your maid, all right? This isn't a fucking hotel. All right. I just wanted to make sure you got my invitation for my birthday on Friday the 13th. Get it? At the Russian Sandoval, okay? Bring your birthday boy. Bring your birthday voice, Luann.
Happy birthday to you.
And then Dorinda's exhausted from making a phone call. You see, I just understand Dorinda. It's like, okay, I called two people. I need to go to bed now.
Yeah. She's like, oh, well, that's nice. Let's take a nap under the Christmas tree. All right. I see that. Mm.
So then Sonia is at her apartment with Destiny, her new assistant.
Mm-hmm.
She's always got a new assistant. She's consistent, that one. So Sonia is just, I don't know, cracked out of her mind. I don't, if this is Sonia in the daytime, you know, we complain that Sonia also has like maybe kind of an, like she needs to like reel it into, but I don't want sober Sonia. She stresses me out. She's like, I have no cream. My trainer says I need to drink heavy cream. So I need to text Raquel, who's my old assistant. She's here from Mexico. I flew her in for my fashion launch. You know, I have her staying at the townhouse to get the packages because before all the packages were being delivered here and then I would have to schlep them over to the townhouse, which was a huge schlep. So then now they're coming here, but now I need her to get some cream for me. But then what if no one's there to get the, it's like, oh my God.
The intern is, like, under the table, cowering in a fetal position, basically. I was like, how have we dedicated, how can one dedicate so many words to the intricacies of picking up packages in one place versus another? This is crazy.
Yeah, it was a full-on monologue.
Yeah. So she's basically trying, now she's just trying to full-on sell the townhouse because just it's draining her emotions. And you know, she's like, one less thing to worry about would be a lovely, lovely world for Sonia. That's all I want. One less thing to worry about.
Do you know how hard it is to not design an entire collection that's being shown at Century 21?
Now I can focus on my real passion, taping towels up to my window.
And also potty training her dog completely wrong, you know? This show really needs some help with potty training and with just dogs in general, because they are just doing it wrong. She's like, I need to leave a potty town in case he decides to do the right thing this time and go poo-poo on a pad. Okay, and here I'm going to lay it right on this beautiful carpet. And he probably won't poop because he, you know, usually when he poops once a day and he already pooped, he'll poop over here, right in front of the couch, okay, because he loves pooping. Why are you teaching your dog to poop on the carpet?
I know. How old is this dog? Shouldn't the dog already know? Has she spoken to Monique Samuels yet?
Now there's a crossover we need. Just bring Monique over to teach everyone's dogs where to poop on this show.
And yeah, exactly. Pooping with the stars. Yeah, so she's giving us the lay of the land in terms of where the dog likes to poop and pee. And then we're back to Ramona, who is still picking out outfits with Coco. She's like, okay, shoes. Do I have peach shoes? No. What color shoes do I have? How about suede? How about some suede heels? Maybe suede heels in a silver bag. Do I have this? Do I want a silver bag or do I want this bag? Coco, if you like any of these options, say nothing, okay? And just tell me that I'm beautiful and renewed and ageless, okay?
Yeah, you know. What? Should I wear something by Leah? Because I went to support Leah at a store, okay? And I paid retail, okay?
Yeah, she goes, I went to Zoomies, which I don't even know what it is. I don't know what Zoomies is. It's probably famous. But I just like the idea of Ramona going to a store called Zoomies.
Zoomies. So she picks, we see her at the store with Leah picking out something. And she's like, whoa, I like the sweater. I like the leaf on the back. And it's a big weed leaf.
Yeah, I love it. Reminds me of looking at foliage up in Dorinda's neighborhood. So Luann shows up and like, oh, hi, I just finished singing Happy Birthday to you, etc.
Look at your tree, Ramona, because it's Christmas. And Ramona's view, wow.
It is amazing.
I mean, that's got to be the best thing about her. That view is just stunning. And it's sunset. It's just so pretty, okay? She's like, you know what? That Mexican trip, it took me for a loop, okay? Like, I don't want to even laugh because I want to cry.
Yeah, I don't even want to do that, okay? I'm so tired I can't even trim my Christmas tree, okay? And so Ramona's pissed because on the Mexico trip, when they were saying that they were going to approach Dorinda about her anger issues, how Luann was going to lead the way and sort of make it like a group thing. Like, we all think that you have anger issues, but Luann just made it about her, like, specific issue with Dorinda from the other night. And so Ramona is like, I just thought it'd be more of a group thing. That's all. That's what I thought, Luann. I don't know. Like, I don't understand what you were doing, okay? And Luann's like, well, I mean, you sent that text message and really got her going. I mean, the truth is, I'm the real victim here. I mean, she could barely give me a hug. Me, a hug. The person that people come and line up for at every cabaret across the country to hear me sing, Happy Birthday to you. And she couldn't even give me a hug.
Well, did you get a chance to tell her that she yells at people and she gets angry and she blows up and it's horrifying, okay? And she's like, what? Yeah, I did. And she said, I'm sorry. And I said, Dorinda, there's no sorry in your voice. There's no warmth. There's no compassion. There's no music, Dorinda. Where has the music gone, Dorinda?
She don't got rhythm, don't got whatever goes with rhythm.
Well, she needs to fix it, because we can't be around us, okay? It needs to be figured out. And then she does her thing where she sits up really straight and starts pouting. She's like, it needs to be figured out, because it's really hurtful to us, okay?
Yeah. So, Luann's like, oh, by the way, you know how sometimes we go out to parties and there's that strange ghost that follows us around and sometimes talks? She's coming to the party also, and her name is Elise.
Well, it's just shaking her head like, no. No.
No, don't want that. So apparently, we see a flashback then of Leah telling all the girls that she's inviting Elise to this Marriage the Mob party, and everyone's like, well, I guess her Leah's whole thing is that Ramona told her you can't invite Elise, and she's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I can invite whoever I want to my party. I'm gonna invite Elise, which is also maybe one of the first times someone has really like gone to bat for Elise on an invitation. So that was happy for Elise.
Yeah, good for you, Elise. Don't fuck it up. I'm sure you're gonna handle this big finale fight well.
Yeah,
don't fuck it up, Elise.
Be cool, Elise. Don't be all uncool.
So Ramona's like, that's nice. Any more food? Okay, like trying to ignore it. And she gets up, and what's the blurred out painting behind her or picture?
It's a sexual photo of me and Mario, okay?
It's a picture of my sexuality, because I'm a sexual being, okay? So she gets up, and Leah's like, wow, I haven't seen Ramona get up and run to the bathroom like that, since our trip to Cartagena, okay? And she didn't make it that time. Okay, ladies, we're like 10 minutes into this show, and we've talked about poop 3 times already.
I know, seriously. You know what? I was actually warned about Elise that she's not a girl's girl, okay? Someone told me 20 years ago she's not a girl's girl, and I can't believe 20 years later I'm finding out she's not a girl's girl, okay? And Luann goes, well, what did I say? I had her phone number the minute she walked in the door, and it wasn't 212, if you know what I'm saying. You don't know. Oh, I forgot that not everyone knows New York area codes. Okay, all right.
I don't remember Luann not liking...
Same. Elise. I don't know where this came from.
I got her phone number immediately. So she's like, well, I don't trust her because she's manipulative and she's not genuine, and she disgusts me. She's like, well, okay. That's quite a list, Ramona. Happy birthday! So then we go to the Married to Mob party.
I just want to say that that Ramona's specific issues are that she says the issues began when Elise joined this friend group, and she's all about the other girls, and she's like a friend jumper, which means that Ramona brought her into the group to be on the show, and Elise didn't do everything that Ramona told her to do, and now Ramona's pissed.
Yes, exactly. So now we go to the Married to Mob party, and Leah arrives in like some kind of velvet skirt with white pleather heels and a highlighter purse, you know, like one of those highlighter yellow purses. And listen, I'm just a gay that doesn't know fashion, but wow.
Yeah. She went for it. She went for a look.
She did. She was like, I want to wear only things that clash with each other, please.
Yes.
please. Off-white, highlighter, and brown velvet. Thank you.
Well, it's this party for her streetwear brand has attracted many, many sort of like hipsters and just like young hipster fashion types. There's like a hip hop kind of vibe to it. There's like just like cool, like very, very cool people. Just not the place that you would ever expect the cast of Real Housewives of New York to ever show up.
Yeah. There's a DJ who's already wearing a face mask.
Yeah. So that's, he was a trendsetter.
Yeah. Yeah, he really was.
He was. This was December. Yeah.
Yeah. Blame Leah. She made COVID trendy. Okay.
She really did. So
really caught on, Leah. Thanks. So Leah's I'm really nervous about Ramona and Dorinda and like, well, basically all the women coming here, you know, because like my other friends are in the fashion streetwear community and you know what? I know what I'm going to get, but these women, I mean, they like might want caviar or some shit. So.
I'm like, Leah, like, give these women some credit. They can get down. And it's like, cut to Dorinda walking in with, like, a fur coat on. Like, a designer dress. Like, oh, I thought I was going to Pastis, but it looks like I'm going down to the subway, but the subway is full of people.
Yeah. It's a dungeon hip-hop thing where people look like they're in their pajamas. Like,
yeah, look at this pajamas. Hey, what? Are they going to a workout class? Are they going to aerobics? Because that's how they dress. This is a party, people. Come on.
So she comes up to Leah and Sarah and says hi. And she's like, I guess I missed the dress code. This is why I can't live downtown. You can dress out of your sweats when you leave the house where I come from.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Rob, you know what? You may think that Leah's the gangster one, but I may dress like this, but I'm the gangster one. I'm the gangster one. Hey, everyone. All right, lady from the Upper East Side, I'm the gangster one. I am. Everyone's like,
I'm still so disappointed every time I see Leah's clothes, and they're not just out of Michelle What's-Her-Buns's closet from the movie Married to the Mob. Because,
Michelle Pfeiffer.
That is Married to the Mob. Yes, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Truthfully. Yes. Yeah.
And this was 15 years ago, so that really was copying it 15 years ago.
Yeah, it really, really was. So so Elise shows up. Hi. And Dorinda's like, oh, you know what? You actually fit in here, strangely enough. You're sort of like off-putting and strange and clashing, and no one really wants to look at you. Sort of like everyone else here, right?
You fit in anywhere, Elise. Look at you, just like another brick on a wall. Look at me. I look like I come from an office. You know, I'm Karen from Human Resources.
That's who I am. So then Elise goes, Is there a coat check? Everyone's like, wrong party, Elise.
Yeah. And Elise is like, well, Ramona tried to call me, who I haven't heard from in weeks. And she's like, well, I don't think she thinks you're friends anymore right now.
Well, then why do you think she would call me? Is she calling because she wants to be friends again? Do you think she wants to be friends? Yeah, do you think that she wants to hang out? Why would she call me?
I think that something happened, and then it turned, and now she just doesn't trust you anymore, okay, honey? And Leah's like, well, I would never tell Ramona who to invite and not to invite, so why would she tell me I can't invite you? Like, that's fucked up, Ramona.
I agree, and to show that, I'm going to stand right over here and just stare at something, okay? Don't mind me, I'm just going to be staring off into the space, okay?
So Bunny, Leah's mom, comes in and hugs and just tells everyone, Hi, darling.
Oh, sorry. I was still in my Elise trance. I was in my Elise trance. I hadn't snapped out of it yet.
Are you still staring around dreaming of a coat check? And a friend yeah. will call you back.
A real friend would have a coat check. So Dorinda sees Bunny and is like, yeah, Leah's mom is like my mom. She's like my mom. I mean, they like both go to church, you know? It's like, you know, and they love us for who we are, and they just let us be, except for Leah's mom, who gets mad at her all the time. That's it. But they're like my mom.
Yeah, maybe they could go to church together. Maybe they could go, but she does one of those hand motion yeah. things where you don't know what she's doing, but she's really dedicated. Go to church together.
Yeah, Bunny's looking around like, wow, what a place. I mean, maybe not as nice as a community center in the Hudson Valley, but this is lovely.
I would rather be coming to a college graduation, but this will do. So Luann shows up in like a crazy fur and just confidently down the street, down the stairs, looking around like everyone's there for, hello, boys.
Hi, I'm here. Hi. Is this the stage entrance? Is it? No? Okay.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly.
So she enters in, and they're like, hey, Luann, it's funny, we're the only ones who dressed up. Isn't that funny, Luann? Isn't that funny? Hey, you better back it up. All right, I see what you're saying. You looked at me in my drink. Okay, I see what you're saying. Hey, you know what? You're the one who got arrested. You're the one who got arrested. It's like, whoa, Dorinda.
And Leah's like, what the hell about me? I got dressed up. And Dorinda says, I told, you know what I said? I said, all these people need to go home and get dressed. And Luann's like, it's streetwear, like me. Look at me. I'm dressed like five different hamsters at once. Street hamsters. Hip-hop hamsters. It's like some crazy streetwear. Fur.
Yeah. Streetwear, which, as we all know, is where you find fur in the street from dead animals, and you sew it together and wear it to a hip party where people are real.
Carcass recycling. Am I right, boys? And Leah goes, well, some of these sweatshirts are over $2,000, okay? And Dorinda says, well, that's overpriced.
So then Luann is like, should I take off my coat? And so she starts to remove her fur really slowly, like, ooh, all right. Okay, well, now that I've taken off my coat, well, is there a coat check? Is there a coat check? And then Leah's like, I'll just throw it on a couch. And she's like, like, she gets this look on her face like, how dare you? How dare you? So wasn't it my rider?
And Dorinda's like, yeah, don't do that, Luann. Don't do it, okay? You're just going to have very hot arms tonight. Just carry it with you. And then Sonia comes down the stairs, and she's like, this place is wild! And she grabs onto the stair rail to, like, help her down. She's, like, grabbing onto it, just looking around at all the guys.
And there's, like, a guy, there's, like, a hipster dude just, like, right by the staircase drinking, like, a cocktail. And he's, like, in a hoodie and, like, a jacket, and he's just, like, chill sitting there. And she just walks right up to him and goes, don't be scared, I don't bite, and just goes right on by. I was like, this is one of Sonia's best entrances of all time.
Hot guys! There's hot guys everywhere! She's just, like, jumping around to all groups of guys going, you're so hot!
She just dives in. Even though there were tattoos present, she's like, hot! Guys, hi, boys! I'm never getting invited to parties with hot guys.
I think she only disapproves of tattoos on women. Okay?
Probably.
It's just another Upper East Side double standard, okay? So she goes to one of the guys. She's like, well, I never get invited to parties with hot guys. I'm an uptown bitch. What do you see? A grandma, right? And he's like, yeah.
She's like, this is amazing. So many hot guys. I'm into grandma role play. I can do it. I can do it.
And they're all over 24, I don't know, 24, I'd say.
I was sad that Tinsley wasn't still around, because I would have loved to see her walk in like a little princess dress, like, I'm here.
Yeah. So Ramona's there now in her poop-resistant rose gold pants, and she tells us, you what? Tonight, I'm not engaging in any bullshit. Okay, you know what? I'm at the point in my life where I surround myself with people I enjoy and who enjoy me. Okay, do I have to pay
like
them?
Coco.
Sometimes, okay, like Coco, I bought her, or the Russian who teaches me swimming with noodles. Okay,
just gonna surround myself with positivity and my best friend / daughter Avery. Okay. So Leah introduces Ramona to Bunny, her mom, and is like, you know what? Oh, you know, this is crazy. Okay. First of all, I thought you were going to cast a spell on me. I'm so glad you didn't, okay? Unless it was a spell for youth, which I don't even need because I'm already ageless, okay? But you know what? I feel like Leah's my daughter, too. Sometimes I get so frustrated with her, okay? You know what I tell her? I say, I expect better of her, and I tell her she should communicate with you because I love you and because you have a mother, and you should not be texting your mother. You should go see her, okay?
And then she just walks away.
Yeah, but he's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. So Elise comes up right before Ramona walks away, and then Ramona just ignores her and leaves. And Elise is like, what, you can't acknowledge that I'm standing here, Ramona? And Leah's like, go get her! Go follow her!
Run. And Ramona literally says, I don't even know who you are.
And so Liz grabs her by the arm, and she's like, Ramona. She's like, what? Who are you? So sorry. I don't know who you are, guy.
Are you taking my order? I will have a vodka with soda and mint and cucumbers and a spoon and a straw. Thank you. And three limes. Thank you very much, waitress.
You are an evil, duplicitous, narcissistic, nefarious, superficial bitch, Ramona. And Ramona's like, oh, God. She's just like, you're evil. She goes, oh, I'm evil, Ramona. And then Ramona just leaves.
Yeah.
Swinging a
miss. Ramona just is like, I'm not giving Elise a scene. I'm not allowing it to happen, which is a shame because I really would have liked to have seen Ramona make an ass of herself at that party, because maybe for the best. It probably was for the best. She was probably, you know, like 30 seconds away from saying some real problematic shit. But, you know, I think we live for these cringeworthy moments.
Yeah, Ramona. So Ramona left and like totally... I mean, I think Ramona can see this for what it is. This is basically Elise's audition for a Apple, you know? And so she's like not going to give her that audition space. So she leaves. And
she's literally auditioning for an apple farm. Hi, I'm Elise, and I'm here from McClintock Farms. Our cider is the best, and if you come at the right time of the year, there's also donuts. So come join us.
There, look, did I get I'm Elise it? With an apple. I can even make the worm fall asleep. Look at that. Dangling out of there.
I'm Elise. So anyway.
Waiting to see if there's a coat check at an apple farm.
Big news, girls. You're looking at the new face for McClintock Orchards. Thank you.
So Leah tries to chase Ramona out, but Ramona won't listen to her either. And Leah's like, whatever. She probably just went to some other Upper East Side fucking club to pick up dudes. Which is exactly where she went, you know.
And as Ramona leaves the club, she like walks out and there's like a bunch of doormen out there. And she goes, can you get my car? I was like, they're not all... Wow, I can't believe they have all these servants out here. What, can one of them get my car?
Yeah, but you can see that, like, a producer, they must have cut out the producer being like, Ramona, you can't leave. Ramona, yeah, come on now. Because they show her walking off. She goes, I don't give a fuck, right?
So then we go back down into the party. And now Elise has the chyron that says Ramona's ex-friend. She goes, I am so done with her. I'm so done. You know, I never thought I could resent Ramona or be as angry with her as I am now. And I don't even know where to go from here. I guess it's back to the certs for a coat check.
I mean, who has stood up for Ramona as much as me? And Dorinda's like, I told you. I thought she had Stockholm syndrome. All right. She got the Stockhouse. All
right. Yeah. Stock and Brown, Schadenfreude. That's what you got, the Schadenfreude and Hockenhaus.
Yeah, you got syndrome. The Stockenhaus Freudenschweigen syndrome.
So then Lisa's like, I'm free. Yay. And they're like, literally, no one cares. And then some balloons start to pop, and Luann's like, oh, 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 I love this party. Popping balloons.
So then Sonia's talking to a guy on the dance floor, and she's like, I had tequila last night. He's like, I had Captain Morgan last night.
Oh, you had Captain Morgan last night? Well, you're with Lady Morgan tonight.
And I also have a pirate ship, too, so you want to hop on board? So Sonia's having, like, the time of her life. She's like, Leah, I love your friends so much more than my friends, okay? I mean, John, and Madonna never had anything on Captain Morgan guy over there. Never.
So Luann and Dorinda and Elise are all talking, and Luann's like, I got lost in my notes. So Leah's like, Luann is like, I wrote one name down wrong, and now my head's about to explode. Do you see me over here struggling? I'm like, what am I even doing here? Okay, let me start this over. So Luann is talking to Dorinda, and she's like, well, Leah's mother. I didn't expect that. Could you see? I mean, what is she, Mother Earth? Hello, Quaker Oats granola man. I mean, she's like a walking granola bar, which I would never touch, by the way.
I mean, she looks like the goddess Luna, as in Luna Bar, if you know what I'm saying. Wow.
Did you see, she's granola, and you're like, yeah, Leah, what's all of this on you? Scrub it off, your mother's here. Yeah. She goes, well, you know, kids, they rebel. I never rebelled. Yeah, I didn't either. I never rebelled.
I never rebelled, but then again, I never had a mother who was so goddamn granola, am I right? Check her out over there, okay? Kudos bar.
I never had my mother. I never had a mother made out of carbs. So I didn't really have much to rebel against, did I, girl?
Oh, look at Bunny. She has like 3 chocolate chips in her. I guess that makes her kind of exciting. Oh, nice try, granola bar.
I mean, Bunny, to be named after the fur I'm wearing. I mean, that's such a granola thing to do.
Well, last time I checked, you don't live in a roundhouse. Just bring that one back just for the fun of it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Janin better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
So Leah gives a thank you speech. She's like, oh my God, I would like to thank the police that knocked my teeth out to get me the money to start this business so many years ago. Thank you.
Yeah. She's like, I have to thank everyone here who helped me. And Luann goes, we're here. We're ready to receive the thanks.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
So, yeah, it's a lot of talk about, well, if it weren't for Rob, I wouldn't have my brand, and this brand wouldn't be here without the brands, and, like, I'm just happy about my brand, and I have to give a big thank you to Sarah, who was talking to her therapist, who said, why don't you have any stocks in that brand? So I'm happy to tell her, I'm giving her 15% of my brand tonight, and that's very on brand for this brand. There you go, Sarah.
And then her mom gives a speech, and she's like, my husband isn't feeling well, darling, but we're very proud of you. I've never seen anyone work so hard. This kid was reading Vogue at 8 years old. I'd never even
louder,
seen
granola! Louder!
Yeah, if she asked my opinion about starting a business, I would have said, get a job, Leah. Get a job. Stop starting schools on fire and just get a job, could ya?
She didn't really
birthday!
Not yet, whoever that is. So Leah's like loving that this is a moment where she's got her mom's approval at long last. And then Dorinda makes a toast. I guess they're just off with the girls. And Dorinda's like, here's to Leah, a badass bitch. She's a great mom, a great new friend, and has a mother who's surprisingly granola. Am I right? And like, hella granola, hella granola.
So then the party, we're done with the party, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we go to Luann in a restaurant, yes, talking to Ramona on FaceTime. And Ramona's like, whoa, yo, what? I gotta put on my sweater because I'm decorating it just my brassiere. Do I have enough of my bra and brassiere on the camera right now on national television? Do I?
All right, Ramona, so why did you leave the party? That was ridiculous. We all wanted to see you put your foot in your mouth with a bunch of hipsters.
You know what? This is what happened, okay? I don't want to be around a lot of negative energy, okay? It's my new thing, being around positive people and positive things. So I walked in and I had a really lovely talk with Bunny, who was wonderful, you know? And Luann goes, well, she's rather granola looking, right? And that is not us joking. That is Luann saying that again. Just waiting for someone to yes add me on this one, huh?
I know. She's just waiting for someone to jump on that granola bandwagon. It's so funny. And Ramona's like, whoa, you know what? We had a very bonding time. She goes, well, obviously you didn't bond with the Dr. Atkins bar, Elise. It's like, basically, like, she just walked over to me all of a sudden. She's very aggressive, okay? Then she grabbed my arm, okay? I am not going to stand there with Elise or negative energy, which is what I call downtown, okay?
Yeah, you know what? Done with Elise. She's very manipulative, and it doesn't feel good anymore when I'm not the one doing it, okay? Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, she's manipulative.
She's manipulative. Anyway.
She's manipulative. Luann,
I know you have a meeting, so I'm going to hang up my phone. My phone will be hung up, so don't worry about me. Hang up my phone right now. Enjoy your meeting.
Well, thank God Ramona's hung up. I'm meeting with the book lady today because I've just done so much in my life. I mean, divorces, therapy, rehab, being arrested. But to actually write it down is the whole thing.
I'll tell you who hasn't been, who hasn't gone through that. Granola McGranola face over there, am I right? Am I right?
I mean, the biggest shock that's happened in Granola's life is when somebody crumbled her up and then they poured milk over and called her cereal. Am I right?
Speaking of milk, here comes my ghostwriter. Hi, Cheryl.
And Cheryl's like, hi, Luann. She's like, hi, Cheryl. You know, there's just so much story here. I mean, people think I come from a privileged lifestyle. Me, the lady in a tricolored bunny fur jacket from last night.
People just have the wrong conception about me. And Cheryl's like, I know. I mean, the fact that boys would say to you that you were just so, so, so pretty despite being chubby. I'm like, whoa. Yes, I mean, that was torture, my torture, being so pretty, but also being a little bit chubby. Wow, yes, we could write 5 chapters on that one. Chubby and taller. Ugh.
And you shopped at Payless. She's like, oh my God, just send me back down the river already.
All right, Cheryl, we're on TV. Let's not spoil it all. We don't think we have to include the Payless part in the book, okay?
I don't want to spoil 3 entire chapters of my book, all right, Cheryl?
Oh, yes, and so now she starts talking about her dad and everything.
Luann literally goes, I mean, Payless and polyester. Life hasn't always been easy, Cheryl.
We would wait in line at the Red Lobster buffet for hours and hours before we found out there was no buffet at Red Lobster. It was just a tank. We were staring at a tank, and my mom said, I hope you enjoyed your visit to the aquarium. We're going home. That was childhood.
Even the lobsters were in polyester where I'm from. Just the saddest thing you've ever seen, eh, Cheryl?
That was when I looked at that crab there on the plate, on the ultimate fisherman's plate, and I saw that crab shell there, and I said, that crab shell is the perfect shape. I'm making it my hair!
Little did we know Bethany would be stealing that crab hair all those years later. All right, got the book, Cheryl. Got the book.
All right, let me tell you something deeply, deeply personal about my father. He was the river that runs through my life, and he was a man who I love deeply and miss terribly. And are you still on the phone, Ramona? I can't figure it out. I don't know how to hang up a phone. It's a new technology.
I'm trying clothes on, okay? Phones are hard.
Can't figure it out. I'm not even listening. I'm just hanging. She literally says this. Ramona just eavesdropping in on this conversation. What?
But then what's Luann's problem? Because she's like, Ramona, you're still listening. Yeah. Can you hang up? Ramona, if you can't figure it out, just power off your phone. And she's like, okay, I'm turning off my phone right now. And then Luann just sets her phone back down. Like, why can't you press stop?
I can't because I'm going to be auditioning for Speed 45. Where if you hang up your phone in the middle of a story, a bus explodes. It's method acting. And then I love that Ramona before she answers, Luann, you're an inspiration for everyone, okay? And like, oh, thank you. My fans love me.
So Cheryl's like, well, you described sitting in a jail cell, and the first moment, you know, you really connected with your dad because you could understand for the first time what he went through. She's like, oh, yes, well, he had 10 years of craziness as a drinker. He would get in trouble, get arrested, polyester, Payless, shackles. He had shackles one time. Polyester shackles. Could you imagine?
And as I'm sitting there in my jail in West Palm Beach, not even the real Palm Beach, I'm just sitting there, baloney getting thrown at my head from every angle. I do look down at my ankle, and I see that shackle, and I say, I understand the pain of my father who had to eat a baloney sandwich once. This is terrible.
So she tells us about her father. He struggled with alcohol a lot and went to AA, and it saved his life. And she's like, wow, and now I can really see what all that meant, you know? He's not here today, but I'm still here. And so she's like, listen, Cheryl, I had to soul search. I had to learn how to love myself again. I had to learn how to get my own Giovanni discount so hags who call themselves my friends can stop torturing me about it every time I show up into a room.
Now take this 45-pound photo album and go back to your tiny little apartment and write me some magic. She's like, sure. A New York Times bestseller in the making. And then Luann clutches her chest and goes, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Classic. So Dorit, sorry. Yeah. Hello, Melinda. So Dorinda is at home in bed in her nutcracker outfit again, talking to her sister Melinda on the phone. And Melinda's like, hey, how you doing?
Heck, well, you know, there's this fog that's all around. I can't see anything. It's sort of surreal. Hey, look, there's an alien on the window. It's crazy. Anyway, it's so cozy in here. I like it a lot.
You know why that happens, fog? Because it's so hot outside.
Yeah. Hey, don't you have something to say to me, huh, Melinda?
Happy birthday, sis.
Happy birthday. I heard something through the fog.
Luann's face just pops up against the window through the fog.
Happy birthday. It just like slides down slowly.
So Dorinda's like, well, you know, my birthday party, it's going to be filled with people that I've known for years. Not just people that I met at CVS 15 minutes ago. You know, Ramona collects friends like some people collect leaves in front of your house.
Yeah. I'm just imagining Dorinda going around collecting leaves in the fall. Like, hey, this one's a red one. Okay, I'm going to keep this and put them in the basement.
If Ramona is a leaf collector, you're a leaf blower. Okay. So Dorinda's like, you know what? It's going to be at the Russian Sandoval or whatever it's called. I just kept calling it the Russian Sandoval because I really like
Russian
the idea.
It was Russian
Sandoval. Hey, ooh. Babushka. Welcome. Happy birthday, Babushka.
Dude, have a pierogi, dude.
Oh.
Putin. So she invited John to dinner, and because John stopped by the church the other day, and, you know, she's not going to cut him out. She's like, I mean, isn't it better like this? Don't I seem calmer? You gotta back off away from my window, you fog. You better back off, fog. I want to see my view. I'm not calmer, aren't I?
Look, it's smart to dump the boyfriend. It's not smart to dump the guy with free dry cleaning and cocaine.
That's correct.
Okay? you gotta always keep the dude who brings the dry cleaning and the coke. Okay?
That's
just
right.
A rule.
I like the irony of the man who makes a profession off of removing stains is still somehow lingering around in Dorinda's life. I like that irony.
So Dorinda's like, I love his family now. And you know what I tell him? You'll always have a place at my table, John. You'll always have a place at my table, John.
Yeah. So now Luann's getting into an Uber with Sonia. Sonia-rita! I'm wearing Sonia by Sonia Morgan because it turns out my last jacket that I was wearing wasn't even dead fur. Those were just a bunch of rabbits waiting to run away, and that's what they did. They ran away.
I put on this outfit today by Sonia Morgan 21, and I thought, polyester.
Reminds me of when I was tall and pretty but underappreciated in my childhood and walking to pay less, and they said, you monster, you must model for us. And it was terrible. It was terrible.
So she's like, well, what did you think of Leah's? I had a blast, despite granola. And so she's like, those people, they were real. They were real people. And so they start talking about Ramona and Elise.
You know what? I like the real deal. continue.
So Sonia's like, what even happened with Ramona and Elise? Because all I saw was screaming and arms flying.
And granola, lots of granola flying everywhere, am I right?
Well, she came in with guns a-blazing. You know, and she did the same thing with those guns blazing to me in Mexico when she said, you will talk to Dorinda, you will. And I did. All right, I did talk to Dorinda, and I worked it out, because I'm not a retreater. I confront it heads on. But once again, Ramona just runs.
Just runs. Run away, run away, run away and save your life. Thank you.
So thank they you. Get to this Russian piano bar and restaurant, and I just thought, why are you setting yourself up for this? Why why would you take Luann to a piano bar on your birthday?
I know.
Are you crazy?
I felt bad for the cameraman. That place looked like there was one free centimeter of floor space for anyone to walk around. I don't know how those cameras got that coverage of this.
There was a full restaurant, too. They didn't even close it down for shooting.
It was a full-ass restaurant. Yeah. So Hannah was there, Dorinda's daughter, and we finally got the sequel to the last week's episode where Dorinda was wearing like an Afghan blanket around her as her pants. Hannah is wearing the Afghan blanket as the top.
Yeah.
There was a matching blazer. I was like, oh, that's fun. Two piece.
Yeah. Your mom stood you up and you don't even, or your mom overshadowed you again, Hannah. Beat you to the Afghan blanket punch.
Yeah. So Sonia's like really excited because Lou is going to be drinking tonight and they got all these flavored vodkas. And she's like, let's get this train going. Choo choo. Is it choo choo? Is it toot toot? It sounds a little bit like I'm gassing. What's the sound a train makes?
Choo choo.
Choo choo.
Choo choo. So what did it mean when Hannah said, gosh, I don't have a drink, but I wish I did? And Sonia goes, yeah, I know, your mom told me. What's that?
Oh, I don't know.
Did she
maybe she
drinking?
Was on antibiotics? She could have been on like on antibiotics or something.
Oh, I want to know, because you know, I'm like, is she pregnant? Did she quit drinking? What's going on? Okay.
No, I think that she probably just has a cold. What I did appreciate, though, is that when we came back from Sonia doing her toot toot thing, you just hear Luann say, like a rash, like a rash. Like out of like no context whatsoever.
So then Leah comes and Sonia goes, oh, Leah, your party, it was so real. Real shiz.
Thanks. So you're having a drag queen party. Does that mean I have to bring a drag queen? Is this like bring your daughter to work day, but drag queen style? What's the deal?
No, you just dress like one. Listen, I'm throwing a drag queen bingo party. I have a weekly gay party, and that's great, but this is a fundraiser for drag queens, okay?
Yeah. So then we see like an extremely heavy pour, which I'm like, oh, this is bad news for anyone who goes to this place, because that pour was insane. It was like they just poured like half a bottle into a glass. And then in comes Colin Cowie. Colin Cowie and his fiance Danny.
And his fiance Danny. Hello. And Sonia's like, whoa, two men, you're really fluffing up my feathers.
Toot toot. And then Dorinda shows up, and she sits. They basically all make their way over to the table, and she's sitting there, and she starts going, yay! 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 And then everyone in the restaurant starts clapping, too. Like, no one seems to know what they're clapping about. Like, yay!
And when Dorinda comes in, she's just telling everybody, happy birthday! Happy birthday! Yeah. I've never heard of that tradition, but I like it. Like to take that awkwardness off of your birthday. Just tell everyone else happy birthday.
Yeah, it's everyone's birthday. So Ramona shows and she's, whoa, oh, I see a sexy bat, okay? Because she sees Dorinda from behind. And then she sees Dorinda, she comes around and she's like, whoa, I see a sexy front and back. Am I looking in the mirror? Because that's the sexiest front and back that I've seen, okay?
And Ramona's like, whoa, I can sit next, right next to John. Thanks. And so she's like, well, I'm shocked to see John here, okay? It doesn't make sense. Like, he's the one who didn't want it to end. And now you just dangle it in front of his face like a carrot? I mean, we all know that John won't eat a carrot. But still, it just seems rude, okay?
And then she's like, wow, oh my God, one guy better looking than the next. Wow. I'm like, then again, I'm also starting with John, so it's not really hard to go up from there. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
It's like a paint wheel. It's like a paint wheel at Home Depot, okay? So Leah is like, so she goes to Leah. She's like, you know what? Like, really liked your mom, okay? It was really so nice to meet an actual bunny, okay? You know, she's much smarter than I thought. I just thought she was going to be the simple person.
And much more granola, too. Don't forget that part. And then it cuts to, like, Ramona just, like, fixing John's collar. She's, like, doing something with the buttons. She goes, wow, I did it. Never thought I'd be able to deal with the buttons around your neck because there's a lot of tension with the fabric and the buttons in your neck. But I did it. I did it. New me. Positivity.
All right. Ding, ding, ding. All right, like, I'm going to give a speech. 55 years old. Now, listen, every one of you at this table means so much to me. You laugh with me. You cry with me. You do my hair in crazy ways and put silver paint on my face. I'm looking at you, buddy, all right? Now, look, I'm blessed to call you all my friends, and the best present sits in front of me. So thank you all. You better back it up, bitch. Yeah, thank you.
Well, Dorinda, for your birthday, I got you a new gift. I got you a gift, and that gift is a new nickname. I'm going to start calling you D for the rest of the episode for the first time ever. D, we love you so much. We love you so much, D.
Oh, she calls her D. You never hear that?
Never heard it before.
Yeah, she calls Dorinda D and Sonia Rita.
I mean, I've heard Sonia Rita, but I never hear D. I never, ever hear D. But maybe I just noticed it a lot during this scene.
Yeah, she's like, remember, we're friends. Don't throw a plate at my head, D. Remember that I call you that?
Remember D? The D, doesn't that express a certain sort of intimacy, of friendship? Doesn't it do that, huh?
So food is served, and Ramona sees a plate of fish. She goes, oh my god, what am I supposed to do with that, guy? What are we, in a Russian restaurant? This is crazy, okay? I thought it was only going to be potato. What am I supposed to do with the fish? Should I put a lemon on it? Should I? Hannah, should I put a lemon on the fish? What should I do with it? It's like salmon, Ramona. Fucking ain't.
I know. And then she starts squeezing the lemon. She's like, ooh, what? She's like trying to seduce everyone who's, isn't this sexy? Squeezing a lemon, okay?
And Sonia's showing something to Dorinda on her phone. And Dorinda's like, Sonia, look at all these apps you have open. Your phone is dying. Sonia, get it together already with this phone. And she starts like closing apps and stuff.
Yeah.
And Luann sees them, and she's like, oh, what are you doing down there with a phone? Do not get on your phone, Dorinda. Talk to me. I mean, remember in Mexico, you said do not get on phones.
I wasn't on the phone. She just has a million apps. You got Grindr. She's got Scruff. They're all open right now and draining her battery, okay?
But you need to be off the phone, Dorinda. Be off the phone. Be present. Remember when you said that? In Mexico. In Mexico. Stay off your phone. And now what is she doing?
I'm wasn't on the phone, Luann. Don't be Miss Etiquette with me. Don't be Miss Etiquette. I wasn't on the phone. I wasn't on the phone.
And Ramona's like, whoa, don't raise your voice, Dorinda, okay? Don't raise your voice. Don't do it, Dorinda. She's like, she's yelling at me. Yo, what? If she yells at you, then don't you yell back at her louder, okay?
Stay off your phone. That's what I'm saying. It's your party. Be off the phone.
Stay out of it, okay? Stay out of it, all right? My phone's in my bag, okay? And that's what I do at dinner parties, okay? Dorinda, chill, okay? Chill, whoa, right? Dorinda. We have enough on our plates, including salmon, that we don't know how to eat, all right?
Whoa, Denise. You're so angry, Denise. Whoa. Denise, so angry, Denise.
They're so gaslighting Dorinda and trying to make her lose it on her birthday.
They are, because Ramona's like, I can't believe that even on her own birthday, Dorinda can't get through it without snapping at someone. I'm like, well, that's because Luann started with her when she was just helping out Sonia's phones. And this is the case where I will support Dorinda. Dorinda was doing nothing wrong.
They're totally guys trying to throw Dorinda under the bus and make her look stupid on her birthday. It's so shitty.
Yeah.
And so hilarious. Ramona's also hilarious.
So then Ramona starts to appeal her case to Colin Cowie. Poor Colin Cowie. He deserves better than this. She's like, you know what? Yeah. It's like, it's not healthy for Dorinda. She just flips out. She goes on tirades. She even says things like, I hate Colin Cowie and everything he cooks. I didn't even like the meal he cooked for us over in the Berkshires. There, I said it, Colin. It's not my fault. You should be angry at her, okay?
And he smartly just nods and serves himself food and doesn't say anything. You know, what an asshole,
I'm too British,
Ramona,
for this.
God, you come talk about, come shit talk your friend at her own birthday. And Dorinda's like, you know, I think Ramona has nothing going on in her life, and that's why she fixates on me. It's sad. It's sad. Mm.
All right, everyone. I just want to say something about Dorinda, my ex-girlfriend. To all my dear friends and loved ones, I just have to say that I've been very fortunate and very blessed person to have Dorinda so close to me all these years. And if anyone gets a stain on their shirts or blouses tonight, you all get $5 off at Madame Paulette. Thank you so much.
You're my family now. You know what I say. You know what I say, John. You'll always have a seat at my table, John. Didn't I say that, girl? Didn't I say it? You'll always have a seat at my table, family, okay?
To a lifetime of bonds. Bail bonds, because I was in jail. I felt that pain. Oh, the memories are flooding back. Cheryl, this is good stuff. Where are you, Cheryl? Write this down.
All right, hand me a microphone. Hello, it's me, Luanda Lesseps. Rev your engines. Now, I'd like to tell a story of where I first met Dorinda. We met on a dance floor at a bar mitzvah.
The theme was Star Wars, the look was Chewbacca, and the vibe was very, very Darth. Hit it, boys! Star Wars! In the bar mitzvah, you're a man now. Thank
you. So Leah's like, God, wherever we are, somehow Luann finds a microphone, which is true and hilarious. And Luann just goes off all night long. She just keeps going and going.
And she's she like, is drunk, by the way. She is slurring and drunk, and it's
Dorinda,
amazing.
Dorinda and I, we just danced the night away, and we've never lost our embrace. That might have sounded like an intro to a song, but since it's not, let me talk some more.
We've been friends ever since that wonderful, wonderful bar mitzvah where I, of course, fell onto a menorah, which was strange. I guess it was a bar mitzvah during Hanukkah. There was a lot of Judaica around. And the point is, Dorinda helped me up, and we embraced, and there was that instant connection, you know, the sort of connection you get from a star to a fan, and you realize there's something more to it. It was like that.
You know, it's nice to know that Dorinda and I met each other at a time where we were both dating 13-year-olds, and unfortunately, Carol Radswell can't be here, because boy, would that pedophile be jealous. All right,
I remember one time, Dorinda and I, we once went ice skating in Rockefeller Plaza, and on account of my prettiness and tallness that plagued me all my life, I was pretty much out of control and crashed into what I later discovered was Jill Zarin doing a triple lux. Another friendship was born.
Happy birthday to you!
So Luann is going on and on and on, and now Ramona just stands up, and she's like, okay, all right, done, okay, all right, let me do the toast. She goes, I'm not done yet, so sit down, I'm not done. She's like, it's not a cabaret show, okay? You made your peace, now sit down. Don't rush me, as Taylor Dane sang, don't rush me. Sit down, I'm winding up, as they say in the business, we're 5 minutes until we wrap, okay? Does that make you feel better?
Happy birthday to you!
And Leah's face is so
everyone's
funny.
Like, what is happening? And Dorinda just cracks up in her interview. She's like, it never fails. Like, just on cue. It's like, hey, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday
She's like, Luann probably just pops up all over town, you know. Just pops out of a cake. It's just some random person's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, you go to get a car wash. It's like,
beep, beep, beep. Happy birthday.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong. And then we cut back, and Luann is still on the second line of the song. Happy birthday. I'm like, you're still only on the second song. We had an interview. We had a whole interview segment still.
Yeah. And Dorinda's like, a little bit of vodka, a red room. Ultimately, we're those girls from NYC that like each other. And that's why we've been together for so long. And wow, what a fucking shitty week to fire Dorinda. You monsters.
Yeah, why did they do
that? This spells the end. You know that, right? This is not good for this show. Now we're going to enter another good 3 years of drought with this show.
I'm a little scared. I mean, look, Ramona, Luann, Sonia, they are great. Leah has been really strong, too. Elise, an icon. But I think that Dorinda, I think this was a bad move by Bravo. I know she gets nasty, but she had a bad season. Just let her have a bad season. That's okay.
We all hate her this season.
We'll hate someone else next season. That's okay.
Horrible move. You guys are going to regret it. But it also just makes us wonder what goes on now for the rest of the season. How bad is this reunion? Because it must be really bad for her to get fired.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for the reunion, and Dorinda does not seem like she's in a cheery place. And I imagine it must have been so toxic that Bravo was like, this can't go on. We know we're going to get pushback. They are once bitten, twice shy by that season 4 reunion. They do not want that to happen again.
Yeah. Well, it's sad, but it makes me very excited to see the socially distanced reunion. I mean, it looks hilarious. They're all sitting like 10 feet apart from each other on different separate chairs in a huge semicircle. It looks really, really good.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
Well, we have the season finale next week, and I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Go check out Crap Is On Demand, like this episode right here that we're doing, and Discord, bonus episodes, all that fun stuff. Wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you all on Monday.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Love you.